This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's me, and this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. I think I already said that's me, right? A little redundant. Okay, pat yourself on the back there, Dougster. This is the Thursday program, July 21st, including the talents of Jay Kirshner here pulling things apart bit by bit, piece by piece, item by item. Buzz Aldrin, the moon lander, 53 years after he became the second person to set foot on the moon. Some of the memorabilia from his trip is up for the taking. Buzz Aldrin just celebrated his 92nd anniversary of living. He's auctioning off that jacket that he wore during the moon landing. Let's see what else. He got some personal items from his career as an astronaut. Sotheby's is going to have the auction, I believe it is early next week. Next Tuesday. So if you want to put a couple of million bucks into Buzz Aldrin's pocket, help yourself. Yeah, there it is. That's the big deal. Tesla. Boy, do people love to talk about him. Is there a more? I was thinking about the list that we do every week for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Jay, and we always have 10 people on it, and Elon Musk's name has been on it regularly in the last.
It seems.
Yeah. So, apparently, in addition to all the other things that's going on with him, he's been blamed for a crash that killed two people. And Tesla was held 1% responsible for the $10.5 million award that was given to the victims of this crash. Tesla out of control, crashes into a car, and this teen driver was killed. And so the driver of the Tesla was 90% to blame. The dad 9% on his own, and Tesla 1%, so they have to cough up $105,000.
My goodness.
What's a life worth? Did I ever think about that? Wow. It's something to deal with. Okay. The Trump funeral, that sounds bad. The Ivana Trump funeral in New York yesterday. The family's there. Trump's there in his Navy suit. Have you ever seen him in a suit that wasn't Navy? I've never seen him in anything except the
same suit. I do not believe so. I wonder if we look at tabloids from way back in the day. I'm talking even before the Apprentice era.
Yeah.
I wonder if he wore anything other than blue. Hey, if you find something you like, go for it.
Well, it's not distracting. So he and his wife and his children are there. I'm looking at some of the pictures that were taken yesterday. And, you know, the somber look.
Yeah.
Who shows up and, you know, yada, yada.
I was kind of wondered what the sibling relationship was like with he and Ivana's kids as opposed to Tiffany Trump with,
Boulos. Oh, but Michael Boulos isn't that her husband? Guy's name is Boulos. I'm looking at some pictures of them now going in there. Vanessa Trump. Who's Vanessa Trump? Is she the one that wrote that book?
Niece?
Yeah.
No, that was a different one. But Ivana has said that she never had a good relationship with Marla Maples because she didn't even want to say her name because she caused the end of their marriage, and then she ended up becoming Trump's second wife. But she always had a good relationship with Melania because she didn't wreck their marriage. She was able to be have a friendship with her, and even said that her kids adored her, and she liked the influence she had on her kids, and that Ivanka was a big fan of Melania's. But I always kind of wondered what the relationship was like sibling-wise with Ivanka and Tiffany and Don Jr. and Eric.
It's an interesting question. I forgot about Marla Maples. Was she there? I don't see any pictures of her.
I didn't see Marla Maples there, but Tiffany was there.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway, she was the funeral. Lots of comments on social
media.
A golden
casket.
Yeah. Right.
But would you expect anything else
from a Trump?
She has that. Well, from Ivanka or Ivana Trump. She had that famous line from. She did a cameo in First Wives Club, and towards the end, she was like, "Don't get mad, get everything."
Yeah.
And
right.
it was just yeah.
And she did. Apparently. So a lot of condolences online. What? Why would somebody send somebody that didn't know the family? And then just here, but elsewhere, you see sometimes condolences that come from people that you never knew, never came across them. Yes, I wonder sometimes why. What's the meaning of that? Why would anybody even care?
Well, especially the fan base.
Yeah,
and
I suppose.
You are a fan of somebody, and there is that kind of, it sounds trite, but that saying of like, well, when they hurt, I hurt too, and just showing support and that there's a community involved. And Ivana and Donald Trump, they, even though their marriage ended, they always continued an amazing friendship. He was
right.
at her continuous weddings. I think his sister officiated one of her other weddings.
Mm-hmm. How many times has she married after she married Donald Trump? Couple anyway, right?
I believe she was married 4 times.
Oh, is she? Yeah.
I could be wrong. I do believe her last husband was her 4th. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. I just wonder why people, and this has nothing to do with the Trumps, why do you get married so many times?
Because you believe in love. Nobody gets married expecting to be divorced.
Well, but why bother to get married? Just live together. What's the point of being married? Look at all the heartache that's caused by having to break up a dissolution that basically, you know, why is it the state's business that you're married? I don't see that it's any of the state's business at all. Why should you predicate how it is that I'm here? At the end of a marriage, you dissolve it, and so the state gets involved. You got to go to court, and this is how we break things up, and yada, yada, yada. I think it's more
if it's a contentious situation. Like, there are a lot of amicable divorces where it can be settled outside of court. You don't have to go to court. And then there's other ones where there's a lot of fighting involved.
Yeah, but again, is the fighting as bad under the circumstances, if you're married, is it worse if you're not married? Or, I'm sorry, is it better if you're not married, is the question. I just find it frustrating. Let's talk about housing sales and what's going on. Remember that this is the indicator, the chief indicator of how the economy is headed. So if you want to know about how sales are going for homes, we're going to get to that and talk about some of the comeback cities in terms of real estate. Good places to move. 14 after, that's coming right up here.
During the summer fun sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You've got bugs. What's your move? A rattly can or a simple spritz? Bugs near your kids and pet? Will it be ingredients you can't pronounce? Ew. Or essential oils? Bother the bugs, not your family. Zevo uses essential oils, which attack bugs' biological systems, so Zevo kills bugs, plus is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo. People-friendly. Bug-deadly. Now at a store near you.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
All right, 16 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Thursday. The situation with housing sales, the inflation numbers for the fifth straight month. Last month, because of rising mortgage rates and the new homes that are being built, sales of previously owned homes declined a little bit, like 0.5%. The information on the median sale price, also kind of interesting. The average home, listen to this. The average home in America sold last month, the average sale, $416,000. That's up 13% from the same month last year. Even though sales were off in June, they still look at these numbers. I mean, not look at them, I'm the ones that look out. I'm telling you, this is something that really is very interesting. Think about this and what it means to the, where is this population coming from? Because our the birth rate in America is below the norm. That is, what is it, 2.1 or 2.4 or something? Children per family.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, right. So we're off of that. But the cities that are making the strongest comeback in terms of new and previous sales of homes, whether it be, you know, individual homes, there's a lot of, let's see, there's commercial real estate that's in this as well in terms of stats. So the number 10 city, the 10th best place to go if you are trying to find a place, is Rochester, New York. How about that? Number 9, Philadelphia. Number 8, Chicago. 7 is St. Louis. 6 is Cincinnati. 5, Columbus. Buffalo is 4. Pittsburgh, 3. Madison, Wisconsin is 2. And Grand Rapids, Michigan is the place in the country where people are supporting, that is, the comeback of the city, the rebuild, the gentrification of the city, and people moving into, you know, there are a lot of people that are moving back into the city. Mm-hmm. They've lived in suburbia, but this whole, I know in my hometown, we had 2,900 apartment units built last year alone here by the railroad station, because people are moving out here rather than living in the city. They're moving out here, and they get on the train, half-hour ride into Boston, and that's what they like. They don't want to live in the city. Expensive. The place of the accommodations out here are probably better than what they can get for the same money in Boston.
Yeah.
So is it worth the ride? And that's what's going on in all these other cities that I was talking about.
Well, and population. People for years, people live in Connecticut and travel into
New York
City, yeah. Yeah, into Manhattan,
Westport,
to work and spend all those hours just on the commute. And
Westchester County, they go down in from that. People up in New Jersey. Remember Victoria's husband, when she lived in New Jersey, used to take a train ride. It was like almost 90 minutes into the city every day. And so that's something that people want to get away with. So all of these cities that are on the comeback list are all, they are medium-sized cities with the exception of Philadelphia and Chicago. I suppose St. Louis may be in as not a top 10 city. But most of these, like there's two in Ohio, Columbus and Cincinnati, two in New York, Buffalo and Rochester.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody would want to live in Buffalo. The wind, the cold snow, ugh, all winter long. Rochester's not much better. Northern New York, sorry, for those of you who live in northern New York City. Although, when you get to the Finger Lakes and those areas, because the lakes are beautiful, the farmland is great, there's a whole, I think there's a whole different feel. Rochester always felt like an industrial city to me. And the same, I think, with Buffalo. So anyway, congratulations to the comeback cities. 21 past the hour.
Know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
So, Jay, Chris Cuomo is one of the biggest fakers in the business, is now going to make a fake comeback for the new podcast. Why would anyone give a you-know-what about Chris Cuomo? It's called the Chris Cuomo Project.
Whoa.
You should be his VO guy.
He's a BSer. Why? So he got fired for being... He's never been... The only reason he ever had the job of mastermind is because of his name. He wasn't really a good interviewer. He wasn't a good news person. And so now Cuomo, according to the person that's pushing... the agent that's pushing this, he's going rogue. A move of defiance. Ooh. Against CNN.
And you will find guests who are free agents.
Yeah.
And wanting to express that same concept. Yeah. It's a podcast, and it will be digitally streamed on YouTube because it will be recorded, so it's visual and audio. And
to show where his head is at, when they told him he was going to get fired, he threatened the boss, Jeff Zucker, by he was going to tell the world about his affair with his aide. Like, most of the people in the world didn't know that already. Most everybody knew this guy was sleeping with his assistant. And so that's big news in the radio business or TV business or any business. Oh, can't have that.
He's demanding $125 million.
Yeah, okay, good for him.
In lost future earnings.
Mm-hmm.
How would that be decided? If somebody takes somebody to court for lost future earnings, I get lost wages while something was going on, like the current stuff, but lost future earnings, how can that even be determined? Because who's to say that they don't get fired for something else eventually, or they decide to quit, or something else happens that takes them out of the job and those future earnings wouldn't have otherwise existed?
Well, there are those same arguments that come up when somebody gets killed in like we were talking about this teenager that got killed in a car crash and they're suing for future earnings. How do you know what this kid's capable of what he would have been doing had he lived his life? So they take some kind of a statistical average, I guess. But, yeah, that's a hard thing to come up with. But anyway, a big hiss boo to Chris Cuomo, and who cares? 28 after the hour.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
So, Jay, Chris Cuomo is one of the biggest fakers in the business, is now going to make a fake comeback for the new podcast. Why would anyone give a you-know-what about Chris Cuomo? It's called the Chris Cuomo Project.
Whoa.
You should be his VO guy.
He's a BSer. Why? So he got fired for being... He's never been... The only reason he ever had the job in my estimation is because of his name. He wasn't really a good interviewer. He wasn't a good news person. And so now Cuomo, according to the person that's the agent that's pushing this, he's going rogue. A move of defiance. Ooh. Against CNN.
And
you'll
send guests to our free agents.
Yeah.
And wanting to express that same concept. Yeah, it's a podcast, and it will be digitally streamed on YouTube because it will be recorded, so it's visual and audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnybay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnybay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnybay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rescue workers continued to search eastern Kentucky on Sunday as the death count from floods ravaging the region rose to 28. Governor Andy Beshear.
With the level of water, we're going to be finding bodies for weeks.
Due to horrible financial conditions at Meta, CEO Mark Zuckerberg is reported laying the groundwork for mass layoffs. Zuckerberg is expected to identify employee performance as the reasoning behind the layoffs. Critics have accused Facebook of going woke by using left-wing fact-checkers to censor conservative voices on the platform. An irresponsible Chinese government allowed a booster rocket to fall from orbit and make an uncontrolled return to Earth Saturday. Good news for humans, bad news for some sea creatures. It slammed into the Sulu Sea, about 35 miles off the coast of the Philippines' Palawan Island. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Whistleblowers and Republican Senator Grassley have evidence. The Department of Justice and FBI, America's top judicial branch of government, has been protecting President Biden by hiding facts from the Biden laptop. Former Department of Defense Chief of Staff Kash Patel on Epic TV.
I mean, look, I've said from the beginning that I think Hunter Biden's going to be indicted. It's just a matter of timing based on all the prodding and investigatory work that has gone on by journalists. From my time on the Hill with Chairman Nunes, I got to know Senator Grassley and I worked with his team. And one of the things Senator Grassley has always championed is the protection of whistleblowers. There's a Whistleblower Protection Act, which literally codifies into law safeguarding those who are in government positions that want to expose waste, corruption, and fraud. It's one of the main purposes of Congress. And Senator Grassley has been a big proponent of it. So when he focuses in on something, i.e. the Hunter Biden laptop investigation in the FBI, and whistleblowers have started to come forward, that means he's been working it for a while.
A pilot fell to his death after exiting a plane mid-flight during an emergency landing near Raleigh, North Carolina, Friday. Police say 23-year-old Charles Crooks either jumped or fell from the plane without a parachute. Darshan Patel is the chief of the Wake County Emergency Management Operations.
We had officers that were responding in the area for the search and were flagged down by a resident. They had heard something in their backyard.
The second pilot's identity is still unknown. The plane safely belly landed at a local airport. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
There's a story floating around today about an orange lobster who is rescued by a red lobster. So they found a bright orange lobster, and apparently one in 30 million.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 34 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner, and I have found my replacement. When I decide that I'm going to... I've made a decision. And when I decide to hang up my headset, Jay, I've found the perfect replacement. You ready? This is nepotism at its finest, I suppose. I have found a young fellow who likes to talk. Is that one of the prerequisites? I guess when you were young, were you a big chatty talker? Where is Jay? Where is everybody? Hello.
Yeah, I was a huge talker. Yeah. I would raise my hand, and the teacher would ask a question. I'd raise my hand, and they'd call on me thinking I was giving an answer, and I'd just tell this completely, like, unrelated story.
Really?
Got to the point where they'd have to be like, Jesse, can you wait until after class?
Uh-huh. All right, so do you hear me come back in there, or was I talking to myself?
I heard you. I was coughing before, and I had myself on mute, and I forgot to hit. I forgot to unmute myself. It's Radio 101. It's my first day.
Radio 101. Well, okay. So here's somebody who could replace you, too.
Probably.
So I hear lots of stories from my grandson, Miles. We love to talk about things going on. We love to tell stories. We have fun together. And he is here visiting with his mother for the week. He's been on, there's a picture, actually my screensaver on my phone is Miles sitting in the same chair he's sitting in right now when he was about, I think, 3 or 4. It was a number of years ago. So Miles now has become, he's always been chatty, but now his conversations sort of, not that they didn't always make sense, but there's almost an adult component to his conversations. Do you think Miles, say hi to Jay, by the way. Jay is a...
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Miles. So happy to talk to you.
Are you going to be happy to talk to her, too?
He's like,
yes.
We'll see.
Yes, yeah. All right. No, yes. All right. So because we're on the radio, people can't see us. You have to talk when somebody asks you a question. All right. Is that a good deal?
Yeah.
All right. So Jay has a son whose name is Mac, and he's 2 years old. And I wonder how many other youngsters, I say youngsters, people who are 7, 8, 9 years old, I would say you could probably count them on maybe your hands and your toes as to how many people that age were listening to this program. Although people frequently say to me, be careful what you talk about because mothers are bringing their children to school and they don't want to hear raucous conversation. So, Miles, when you're going to school, what are you listening to on the radio? On your way to school. You go to school, you're going to be in the second grade, right?
Right, and I like to listen to pop or like adventurous music.
Adventurous music.
I like that.
What would be an example of an adventurous song? Can you think of one? We were listening to some yesterday.
Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger, do you know?
That's a great song. You have good taste in music, Miles.
So do you know where Eye of the Tiger comes from?
I do, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think, he says. Do you know where Eye of the Tiger comes from? It's from a movie.
What do you mean,
Grant? I mean, you can say it in the microphone. What do you mean,
Grant?
I mean, the Eye of the Tiger, that song, comes from a very popular movie. Do you know what the movie is?
No.
No, okay. Miles doesn't watch movies or much TV. He watches things. Go ahead.
I do actually watch TV. And I do watch some movies.
Yeah. All right, but they aren't... That movie, The Eye of the Tiger, comes from a movie called Rocky, starring a fellow named Sylvester Stallone. Not unusual that you at 7 wouldn't know about that movie or Sylvester Stallone. But the fact that you know about the song, it's kind of cool, in a manner of speaking.
That's just some good parenting.
Well, yeah, well, it's discouraged on all levels. So when you came out on the plane last week, what were you watching on the monitor in that seat where you were trying to figure out how to make the seat go backwards and forwards and up and down, right?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So can you hear now, all right?
I can hear.
Okay. All right. So what movies do you like? What movies have you seen or what did you watch on the plane that night?
I watched Turning Red and the Bad Guys movie in the opposite order I just said them in.
What's the Bad Guys movie?
There's a series of books related to it.
There is? What are the books called?
Bad Guys books.
You got to talk to the microphone.
Bad Guys movie.
Miles, microphone. There you go. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oopsies.
Whoopsies. Go ahead. What's the bad guy books about? Do you know these books, Jay? I don't. I've seen them, but I don't know.
I've heard of them. Yeah, I've never.
I know a lot of the books. I know up to book 14.
Book 14? There are 14 bad guy books?
15 is still being made, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There were more than 14 being made.
All right. Last time I had you on the program, last year when you were here, we talked a lot about dinosaurs.
Yes.
Are dinosaurs still big in your life?
They still have a part in my life.
A part of your life. Do you remember last night when I tucked you into bed and you were looking at the books and you were telling me how to pronounce some of the names of the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite dinosaur and how hard is the name to pronounce? We got to think about that for a second. Now, what's the one that began with an S that I didn't pronounce correctly? I said Stephanosaurus or something like that.
It was Scatatusession.
That too. Right. All right. So what have you enjoyed so much? We got a few more minutes here. What have you enjoyed by at least being on the farm this year versus last year? What's different about the farm and what's different about what you have been doing? I'm going to think about that one for a second.
It hasn't really changed a lot.
The farm hasn't changed much?
But it's still a very good farm.
It's a very good farm. Yeah. All right. So do I have a tractor that you're going to learn how to drive later on?
Yes, it's a mile-sized tractor.
A mile-sized tractor,
right. It's not too big and it's not too small.
Uh-huh.
And it actually is a real tractor.
Yep. All right. So do you think later on you might like to take over the radio program when I decide I don't want to do it anymore? What do you think?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, a little early yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do you have any final words of wisdom for Jay?
Nope, I don't.
No. All right. So now we're going to move on to some other things, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm glad you were here.
I'm glad too, Miles.
Right.
You're welcome.
Gramps loves Miles.
I love you too, Gramps.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank
now,
you.
Now, should I take my headphones off?
Yes, you can take your headphones off.
Okay. Yeah, now I have
that.
An
audio
phone.
Okay, there you go. All right. Okay, so now...
He's so funny.
Hey, got a hamburger. Okay, did you know that there is a... This is sort of a quiz question. Maybe this takes place... there's a place for this on social media. The only continent that has land in all four hemispheres. All right, so this is sort of the education professor, Stefan, here at the ready with the answer to that. If you've got an answer for it, hey, listen, help yourself. Social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. The answer to the question right after this.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time. So you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cups sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3 millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the summer fun sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, if Miles were here, I would have asked him this question. The question of the day, name, sounds like, what is the TV show that does the one that the lady, Jane, what's her last name?
Oh, Jane Krakowski?
No.
No.
The other Jane that does, Who's the Weakest Link? That's it, The Weakest Link, asking questions like this. Name the continent with land in all four hemispheres. Now, to figure out what the four sectors are, north and south, the northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere, divided by the equator, and then the east and the west, divided by the international dateline, which also predicates what the Greenwich Mean Time is, the arbiter of where the clock of the day begins, if you will, which is exactly on the opposite side of the planet. That's where the day begins. Like we have our station in Guam, and they tout themselves as Guam is the place where America's day begins. It's right on the international, it's on the opposite side of the planet from England, and the international dateline goes very close to it, just a little bit to the west. So that's where, when you fly to Japan, for example, or China, it's the next day. I get confused by that myself. When you leave, let's say you leave Japan to come back to America, you've left on the day before. You'll arrive back in America the day before you left. Does that make any sense? Probably.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, so the prime meridian.
You get the day back. It's like real lifetime travel.
Yes. Okay, so the only continent that has land in all four hemispheres is Africa. And that's because it fits the description of what I just described. The equator passes through seven African countries. The Congo, Kenya, let's see here, Principe, Somalia, names that you, half of these little countries you haven't even heard about. And then there are countries that are on either side, the east and the west. So there you go. If anybody asks you today, what's the only continent that has land in four hemispheres, you've got it knocked. You win the prize. Here's a prize. The way, people are trying to figure out ways of getting around Roe v. Wade. This is a pretty clever one. There's a ship afloat now that is like the Hope, only it's not. It's an old converted, it's one of those old, old cruise ships that's been converted to be a hospital ship. And what they're beginning to do is specialize in OBGYN procedures. So what you'll be able to do, and this way nobody will be able to touch you, because it'll be in international waters, there's no state, nobody's going to go after you. It's just, it's actually quite an interesting idea. A floating clinic to help those who live in states that have restricted access to care. Some people like this, some people won't. I don't, you know, I find this to be a clever creation. Dr. Megan Autry, who's professor at the University of California, San Francisco, founded a nonprofit project called Prowess, which stands for Protecting Reproductive Rights of Women Endangered by State Statutes. That's pretty interesting. So she's raised $20 million buying a ship that will be retrofitted to serve as a floating clinic. And everybody on the ship, Jay, will be a volunteer. So you'll be able to you'll fly out to, it'll be attached to some island someplace, and so you'll fly to wherever the island is, and you take a helicopter out to the ship. But it will not, it'll have, you'll
it
be able to.
It will not dock anywhere?
Nope.
Wow.
And it'll have low-cost surgical procedures, testing, treatment for various infections, vaccinations, that sort of thing, a reproductive health center. So this doctor has been around for quite a long time. She started in the Army as a doctor. She's had a lot of experience in these sorts of things. So she said, this is happening. I'm going to do something about it. I thought that was pretty interesting. So there you go. 49. Wait a minute. It's 10 before the hour already? Wow.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now.
you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is the never-ending intro. What the heck is this? I don't recognize this
at
all.
It's Mork and Mindy.
It's Mork and Mindy,
yeah.
Doug.
Yeah. I never watched that show.
Why not?
Pam Dauber was in that, right?
Yes.
She's married to...
Mark Harmon.
Mark Harmon, yeah, right. Okay, so why are we playing this?
Why not? No, I'm just kidding. Robin Williams would have been 71 years old today, born July 21st, 1951. Really got his claim to fame almost instantaneously when he walked on the set of a live studio audience in season 5 of Happy Days. Came out as the character of Mork in an episode titled Mork from Ork. Now the studio audience, the cast, the crew were absolutely blown away. They had no idea what to expect, and the guy just exploded, improvised that character, and they almost instantly put him into a spin-off series, which was Mork and Mindy, which ran for, I think, 4 seasons, but has a huge cult following. He was brilliant on that show, obviously went on to very good movie career, Miss Doubtfire, Good Will Hunting, Dead Poets, Awakenings. I love that film. Penny Marshall directed it with Robert De Niro, and also, I love Hook. It makes me feel like $1 million. So Robin Williams would have been 71 years old today if he was still alive.
Wow. All right, Chucker and Movie Moments brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. There's no need to purchase tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 800, 80's a lot too, the specialty tools you would only use, again, probably once in your lifetime. Rent for your next repair you needed. A refundable deposit is required at the time of the rental. Stop by any O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and ask about their free loaner tool program. Or you can visit them, get the scoop at O'ReillyAuto.com. I see that Ana de Armas, who played the black woman...
No, that's not how that... That's a different actress.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was the same actress.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's a different one. But what'd she say anyway? She was a Bond girl in the last installment.
Oh, that's right. That's the other one. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So she was the love interest. That was...
Yes.
Right, yeah. Okay, anyway, she says there's no need for a female Bond. And I think she's 100% right. Bond is Mr. Bond, not Ms. Bond or Miss Bond. It just seems, it almost seems silly to contemplate it. I get having a black guy play James Bond. I think that's very appropriate, but a woman? Nah. No.
Well, I think after a while the series goes on and on and on and people start to say, okay, let's do something different with it. And then certain people will say, let's do something really different with it. I mean, I you're going to do a female super agent. It could be just a different whatever you want to do with it. You spin it off, but they call it 007 or Jane Bond or whatever they would want to do. I don't know. Here's an interesting one. Kurt Russell, who has not done a TV show since the 1970s when he did an episode of Hawaii Five-O, I think it's 75, signing on to do an Apple TV series, Godzilla and the Titans. His son Wyatt will co-star. Now, clearly, Doug, the Apple checks do clear the bank because I can't see any other reason other than they're paying him a lot of money to attach a star name to a property that will have a built-in audience. So Godzilla TV series on Apple TV starring the great, I think, the great Kurt Russell. What do you think?
I think he's good.
I think he's had a great career. But, I mean, he is a big name for a TV show.
Yeah, well, Godzilla, come on. Can you come up with something better than that? Good heavens.
One other thing. Netflix announced their quarterly report. Stock went up because they say they're going to do a lot of ad-based platforms, but they lost 1.2 million subscribers in the U.S. and Canada. It's not surprising because there's so many other streaming platforms, and you knew there would be attrition going forward, although they have gained some subscribers internationally. So that does not surprise me. I still think it's a very healthy company subscriber-wise. I don't know the business model versus what they're paying for content versus what they're taking in subscribership per month. I would love to know all that stuff, though.
Would you? Well, you can look it up.
Would. I heard
there's a thing called Google. Ever try it?
No.
It's cool.
I have a few times.
Good. Thank you. Chuck Curry, 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.